Jackson. I'm terribly upset about it. Disproved it.
Disproved?
Bill Rogers, who I talked with.
Disproved the memo?
Yeah.
Why did he disprove it?
Well, he thought that he was shafted by it, or that dumped it on him. Bill Rogers thought it was unfair.
To whom?
To him.
Bill Rogers.
Yeah. What it did, basically, is... Oh, that's so hard to characterize. I'm not sure it's fair, but it tended to fuzz over both law and the facts. It tended to spread responsibility out so that it would... One guy reading it would think, well, it was really Mr. Hoover, and another guy reading it would think, well, it started under the Republicans. Bob Kennedy didn't know anything about it. Another guy reading it would think, well, Bob Kennedy was the Attorney General at the time, and he was one that's responsible for what was going on.
I wonder if the thing not to do there is not to have a congressional investigation. I thought we ought to appoint a board for a while, but I thought that got me in too much. Bobby is concerned, and he and his people are telling everybody that they're trying to include him to have something to do with it. Heard of the case, know nothing about it. Got no reason to authorize nobody to do it, or at least not absolutely unconscious of doing it.
Of course, the whole record belies that.
Oh, yes, of course it does. And the whole record, he came and told his brother, and his brother told me that they ought to make Bobby resign. And then he got to send Hoover out to tell Mansfield and Dirksen in Mansfield's home about some of these conversations. Then Bobby Baker charged him with doing it because somebody gave Bobby Baker information that they were listening in on the conversation. So he charged Bobby Kennedy with doing it. Fortas told him never to do a thing like that. He had enough problems with the Department of Justice without attacking the Attorney General. But he said that he was doing it because he genuinely thinks that the Clements operation, Baker operation, the Dodd operation, different operations are all deliberate, planned, calculated, and for a purpose. And Hoover says that they went up and he was the most case, he had one of the most cases he's most interested in was the Black case. He asked for personal briefings day to day about it, on what they picked up that day, what conversations they heard. And he says there's just no question about this fact that he knew that they were doing this, that he approved their doing it, that he acquiesced their doing it, and that the memo from Internal Revenue, the captain sent to all the officers, points out that the Attorney General has asked them get into this thing, and they want to cooperate with him, and they're hereby authorized to use electronic devices and go all the way out, and that the Attorney General will tell them who to use them on, which shows conversations between either the Attorney General, the captain, or somebody. Hoover says, I don't know, but he tells people who told me that he has his signature on an authorization.
He does.
He says, furthermore, that he has a lot of witnesses, some 40, 50 of them, to say that they heard in his presence conversations repeated, the records played back where he listened to them.
Well, I think that happened on at least two occasions.
And he had Bill Moyer up today, though, and said that this is going to do no good, it's going to reflect on the president, because everybody says that this is why it's been done on account of Bobby Baker. Said this Ed Williams is absolutely untrustworthy and said I didn't do this and I didn't have anything to do with it. Me no Alamo kind of Bill just listened and he went over to great length today. I think this Bush thing is part of the whole thing. It's a Amos, it's Humphrey, it's Baker, it's Dodd, it's the Dodd case started with just sending up these Foreign Relations files to the Foreign Relations Committee on this foreign registration. Very interesting, because they always come from somebody who nominated me or who associated with me or close to me. Clemens was not well. Dodd is nominated. Baker has worked on it. And what's more interesting is that all the reporters have that pointed out, but not the fact that none of it happened during my term, but happened after Mansfield had taken over. And never is it mentioned that he ever even worked for Mansfield. And Black is always a neighbor of mine, although I've never been to Black's house in my life, and he's never been mine. And I don't know as a neighbor, but that's not a very fair thing. I assume that we're a neighbor of Joe McCarthy's, too. Now, you can't know who lives in a section of town. I guess that if we were neighbors and investing each other all the time, we're being together, having business or something, but I wouldn't know Black if I saw him on the street. Now, I'm sure that I met him, but he never came to me and asked me anything that I know anything about. But that is a sample of what's been going on. And, I don't think there's any question but what Hoover has used authority that he got to, maybe vaguely or generally, or cover a principle or a situation instead of an individual. And he spread that out and used it. But I don't think there's any question of what Jack Kennedy knew and Bobby Kennedy knew, that Bobby Baker was the man in the Senate that they had to get rid of. And I think that the plan was to get rid of him first and me second. Because the president himself came and talked to me at great length about the Bobby Baker thing. Told me he'd ask Cooper to go out and brief Dirksen and they did, and Bobby Baker asked them to talk to him the next morning while they accepted his resignation that night. And so on and so on. And I don't think there's any question what the mayor of McGraw is and the little girls that I forgot what this little girl used to cover justice all the time. I don't think there's stories. Who was it for the Star that covered justice all those years?
Mary Mockberg.
Yeah, Mary Mockberg is just on. I've also observed it in the Herald Tribune group and in the little Wednesday luncheon group that they have out there. But in any event, I think it is unrealistic to say that he did not know the Black was being played with. I think that's where the Baker trouble started. I think that they got into it accidentally. I think that Baker got into it accidentally. Baker was wheeling and dealing, had nothing to do with Mansfield, didn't work. He was a lawyer, and he was trying to get ahead in the world. He was trying to move ahead, he was ambitious. The Kennedys didn't work. They were trying to set up an independent operation in the Senate. Baker, after I left the Senate, Mansfield gave him that to do, so he went to work with Kerr and different individuals trying to develop them and so forth. I told him he ought to resign, I urged him to resign, pled with him to resign. He didn't do it because he said Kerr begged him not to. Any event, whatever it is, I think that they started the tap. A month after the Kennedys came into power, they issued this order. You ever read that Internal Revenue Order?
Yep.
And they said that these people would be designated by the Attorney General. Now, that may be a good order. But it does vest in the Attorney General power to say that you're a criminal and you're an organized crime, or maybe, therefore, put an electronic device on you. That's what it did. And it coached them and trained them to do that. And they did it. Now, in the course of that, they did it to Levinson. And Levinson was very close to Bobby and Cannon and Bible and these senators, that the week after I became president, they came in and told me that they had this bug on them and on their clients out there, and there's a law against it in Nevada. And they wanted it stopped. And I called in Bobby, and he said, no, there wasn't doing anything like that. It just didn't happen. So I called the senator and told him it wasn't happening. So I'd issued instruction not to happen. They came back and said they knew damn what it was. So I called him again. Anyway, it happened two or three times. I never talked to Baker. I never heard about Baker, and they never mentioned Baker. About that, since it's a court thing, let me show about when Williams filed at Levinson. But I do think they're tapping Levinson wires, and they heard it like they're tapping this one. They hear me talking to you. They heard Baker talking to Levinson. So immediately then, they start after Baker and Black. And I think that's where they got their lead into Baker.
Well, I'm not sure. I really think that their lead into Baker came from other sources, and that that information on Levinson was merely accumulated.
Well, that may be. That may be. I have no information that would disprove what you say. Where do you think they got the lead on?
Well, I think it came from... a combination of things. I think first a long range feeling that he was not serving them, and that therefore he wasn't he occupied a valuable position. Therefore, he wasn't anything that they wanted to support. That there were rumors about him wheeling and dealing, and that this reflected on the Senate party and the threat and the civil case quite a bit later, but still it was an immediate triggering factor in the Melfar case. Tended to bring to head. In the meantime, they picked up a bunch of information, probably by the coincidence of his talking on these tap phones at Levinson.
I think that happened before Mel Parr after.
Before.
But then what you're saying is that it was just political motivation prior to the Levinson thing.
I don't think it, I'm not sure that it was that clearly defined in their own minds. I think there's no love lost. I think if...
Attorney General doesn't just go around town and suspect somebody bad and then start after him, do they?
No, but human nature being what it is, if you hear something bad about a guy you don't like anyway, well, your ears perk up a little quicker than they do if you hear something about a guy that you like. So
but you don't have anything to tie it, put your teeth in.
No.
First teeth they got was Levinson's conversation.
That may be. Although I think I can remember just some very general discussions as well. You gotta watch Bobby Baker. We don't know if he's honest, but that sort of thing. Way back before Melfar case, and it wouldn't be before, it wouldn't necessarily be before they start picking up some information. In fact, I guess it wouldn't be. I don't really know when they first started picking up information about Baker on the Levinson, or really how much or what nature. Hoover would have all that.
What is the solution to this thing? What is the answer to it? Is it to our interest to push it under the rug?
No. they're not. Because if you do that,